این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
We had 4 to 5 person Islam at the dawn of Islam, and that Islam dweller was Fatima Zahra. There are far more humble Islams than this one, but what are their blessings? The blessings of these few occupancy Islams is such that it has filled the whole universe with radiance, and the road is long for a person to attain those blessings. These Islam dwellers in their humble Islams are at such a lofty level in the field of spirituality that the hands of heavenly beings also cannot reach them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. About the concept of self-confidence, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh has this beautiful sentence. He said, "Let us think of developing our own personality." You know, this sentence is about self-construction and personal development. From the Quranic perspective, a person acts according to his or her character, his or her choices, behaviors, reactions, friendships, and enmities, and how he or she expresses his or her emotions are rooted in this personality and identity. The healthy personality is the root of positive and constructive behaviors and emotions. Similarly, the unhealthy personality is the source of irrational and improper behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل كل يعمل على شاكلته. Everyone acts according to his own disposition. Surah Al-Asra, verse number 84. This verse views man's behavior as an outcome of his disposition. That is, no matter what man's action is, it is in accordance with his temperament. This verse also emphasizes the importance of working on the self and in fact training the soul in order for it to move in the right direction to reach high levels of spirituality.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The religion of Islam has introduced several ways to develop and train personality. For instance, the practice of performing the 5 daily prayers helps build the discipline of making time for what is really important. Perseverance or sabr is also another practice, which is accepting the reality of the situation but not giving up hope. These practices help Muslims a lot to gain control of their feelings and train the soul. This is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh tried to tell us about the concept of self-confidence. For ending, let's just recite the sentence once more. About the concept of self-confidence, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Let us think of developing our own personality." Thank you very much for being with us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.